Blog Talk Radio.
Unto the Lord all the earth, sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, among the heathens, his words among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Hallelujah. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are live in the studio today, and we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for this week that is passing by. Praise the Lord. We did pick up our car on yesterday, people of God. Hallelujah. My. The Lord did deliver it into our hands with some few minor complications, but we're working through that. But we do have the car, praise the Lamb of God, signed, sealed, and delivered. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl Saunders on the line with us, that man of God, that prophet of prophets. How you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Apostle?
We are blessed today, man, and highly favored. just to know you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I'm blessed to have just to know and of God like you who have stood in the gap for me on several occasions, but when yesterday I really needed you and you dropped right in the gap and did a wonderful job on yesterday, and I'm just grateful to God that our roads have crossed at this juncture of life. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. It's birthday weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha Pruitt's birthday going on. Sharon got a
birthday. Yes.
Man, everybody get the birthday. Trying to get in on my plate. What is wrong with them? We're going to have to do something. I see Mississippi on the line right now. I think that Mississippi. Praise the Lamb of God. Sharon, that's you. You can push one on your dial if that's you, dear. Praise the Lord. I tell you the truth, I really want to give a good shout-out to Sharon and the delegation down in Darling, Mississippi. Yeah, Darling, Mississippi, down there, man, about an hour or so outside of Memphis, Tennessee. Uh-huh, yeah. I forget the road. I almost called the road number out. Praise the Lamb of God, you hit that road, man, and gone down that two-lane highway. Roll up on Darling, Doc. Praise the Lord. But we praise God for this time and this season in our life. We're coming up on another year tomorrow. And it is fantastic. It is awesome to have been serving God the majority of our life at the same time. You know what I mean? We've been serving the Lord, man, praise the Lamb of God, the majority of our life and giving our lives to him. I was just, your mic is hot, granddaughter. I was just this morning while I was sitting there meditating and stuff, I told the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, you've been so good across these 57 years. Praise the Lamb of God. What shall I render unto you now for all of your benefits towards me? Not, Daddy, what you going to give me, what you going to do for me today, but what is it? I want to give you a gift, Father, for my birthday. I want to give you a gift. I want to do something for you. What shall I render unto you for all of your business? And the Spirit of the Lord just went over me. I said, oh, my God. The Lord was pleased with my words. Praise the Lamb of God that came from my heart. I am just so enthralled with God. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, wake up. Shake somebody. Tell them the prophets are here. Tell them Prophet Donald Sanders is on. Prophet Shakespeare is on. We are here and we ain't playing with nobody today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got it going on this birthday weekend. Hallelujah. Yeah, Sharon, they just going off. They all in the back office. That's why they can't come out front. Praise the Lamb of God. They wishing everybody happy birthday. Granddaughter, what's going on down yonder way?
Ain't too much going on down this way.
Are you at home or in the hospital?
I'm at home.
You know, you check into both places, like, you know, interchangeably. So we see what address you at.
All right.
Hey, Prophet Dale, we got to see what address he used. See which one she used today. Praise the Lord. But the Lord that blessed us, she at home, and we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, what's going on, man? Talk to me. What the Lord say? What the Lord tell you? Tell me.
Well, Prophet, I'm out in the streets of Prophet.
It's my birthday.
My dad's meal pass.
I want y'all to get these folk on this line. I don't want no junk today.
I'm going to get my gas bill paid on today, Apostle.
You going to get that gas bill paid?
Oh, yes, it got to get paid.
It got to get paid because Daryl is a cook. Prophet Daryl is a cook. That bill must be paid, I tell you that, today.
So,
not
I'm going to have my phone on mute, but I'll still be on it. Whenever you need me, I'll be on.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful man he is. A wonderful brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. What happened on yesterday on this show, granddaughter? What happened yesterday? Sylvia ain't even talking to me. Where is Sylvia? Ain't no Sylvia. Well, everybody's running away hiding today. Okay. This must be a surprise birthday present. Say what?
Sylvia is backed up. All that work she did before she came to Detroit, she had to redo it over. So she been backed up. So
oh, they got my they have a backlash. The devil is back with that work, huh?
Well,
the devil is a liar. Way he a liar anyway.
Yes, he is.
Sylvia.
Yes, Papa. Happy birthday to you. Sylvia,
and Sylvia, hey, Sylvia, Sylvia, don't you ever make me look for you. my
Sylvia.
You
know,
all right, boy, I tell you that Sylvia is a beautiful personality to know, I'm telling you. She came on here, Prophet Dell, with us. Prophet Dell was here. Yeah, she came here just like she had been around us for 100 years and blended so beautifully. I love that. I love that. That was the spirit of the Lord connecting us. Just
amen.
A beautiful relationship as we winded down. She was all in my kitchen cooking and cleaning and carrying on. And I just appreciated that kind of stuff. I do. Yes, I do. Praise the Lord. Y'all should have a cup of this. I'm drinking this coffee so good. Yeah, I don't know how I made this different from the rest, but I'm telling you, it didn't kick in here. I'm telling you, my goodness gracious, praise the Lord. It must be a special birthday blend for me or something. I don't know. Angel number done some everything around here. Praise the Lord. Now, Sylvia, how's our apostle doing? Is he all right?
Yes, sir.
What's his name? Huh?
Sir.
Apostle.
Wait a minute.
She didn't sound too enthusiastic about that apostle.
Wait. That was a curveball. That was a curveball in the spirit. Sylvia?
What?
How's our apostle doing?
He's fine. He's probably listening. Yeah,
he's probably listening. All right. Now, what's his name again?
Apostle Crowder.
Crowder, that's Crowder. The Apostle Crowder. Praise God. I think this is him right here, I think. No, this is Athelia. Athelia.
Hi, Apostle. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Prophet. Happy birthday.
Hello. Now, Athelia, you know, I know you're going to tell me the truth, aren't you, Athelia?
Okay, definitely.
Prophet Dell tried to take my show yesterday.
No, he didn't. He just did a good job. He was in good hands.
No, that Prophet Dell, they tell me he cut
off
some yesterday. Tell me, I said, what? My goodness. He better cut up when he come on that. He better do it. You know it. Do it like Jesus called him to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. We wouldn't have it any other way. People of God, we are rejoicing today. And, I mean, we have multiple birthdays being celebrated today, tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Sunday, my son's birthday, my oldest son's birthday is the first. Just Sunday, my birthday is. Bertha's birthday is tomorrow. Sharon's birthday is today. So we got multiple birthdays going here. So we wishing everyone a happy birthday that celebrate. Praise the Lamb of God on this here weekend. It's a wonderful weekend. You know, our birthdays used to be wrapped up with Memorial Day. Memorial Day used to be on the 31st. A lot of people didn't know that. Memorial Day, my mother was rushed to the hospital on Memorial Day to deliver me. She remembered that so well. At the barbecue, she said she was baking macaroni and cheese when her water broke. And I love both of them together, just like that, too. I can eat a plate of macaroni and cheese and a ribeye steak and nothing else on it. That's all I need.
Wow.
Hallelujah. So we thank God, you know, that change in it is to accommodate the workplace. They just want to know any Monday that's convenient for them. But the official Memorial Day is the 31st of May. It's not the 29th or the 28th or whenever. You know, every year come a different day, basically. Praise the Lord. So we thank and praise God. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful God we serve. I tell you, for life, we celebrate life today. We celebrate life. We celebrate living. Celebrate long life. We celebrate all that God has done and all that God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. And I love each of you that have been texting and doing a little thing to allow me to know that you love me. Even a couple of people, praise the Lamb of God, sold the $57, $58. I thank you, praise the Lamb of God, for I'm telling you, I am a blessed person to have love around me, praise the Lord. And I thank God for love. I thank God for all my spiritual children, my spiritual grandchildren who love me dearly, praise the Lamb of God. That Shatwan, y'all say what y'all want to say about him. I tell you, Shatwan shows love to me all year round. Anything that child thinks her granddaddy need, if she can get it, it's in the mail or she on the way or she's sending it by somebody from Chicago. And that is no lie. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll tell anybody that at any time, day or night. Praise the Lamb of God. Beautiful child. Mother is the same way, Pastor Gail Johnson. Praise the Lord. It's just a sweet peach of a daughter in the spirit realm, and I just thank God for, I just can't wait till Prophet Darrell get his yacht and all of that. He gonna have me on the yacht, on me laying on the back of it while he's fishing.
Right now.
Yeah, I'm getting me a suntan, reading the Bible, and talking to Jesus after Moby Dick won't get him. Praise the Lord. And me and Prophet Dale going to be on the boat. Just going, I'm going to get on one of them little captain hats, one of them cream captain hats. So Prophet Dale, when he get that boat, praise the Lord. And we're going to sail away. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. And my children just show me love all the time. And I just love you guys. I just want you to know that from the depths of my heart, all down in the bayou, such love, such love. And it does not have to be shown. And I'm saying this from the depths of my heart. Nobody has to love you, praise the Lamb of God, but and show you love. But it's good to be loved. All in Albuquerque, praise the Lamb of God. Love is shown to me so much, so many times. And I thank God. Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, of course. The Carolinas, praise God. The Virginia, such love, such love. Wisconsin, UK, praise the Lamb of God. My son, Adam, down in Africa. Always inboxing, Papa. I love you, Papa. I'm praying for you this morning. Pastor Brad Frazier. Guys like that, praise the Lamb of God. Then there's some behind the scenes. My son, Brett, praise the Lamb of God, who always constantly let me know that he loved me, praise the Lamb of God, via Facebook, via text message, something of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. I have children in the faith and that have connected, and the Lord has just caused a beautiful relationship to develop, whereas, you know, I can help them, and they in turn, praise the Lamb of God, have just shown me great love. And I'm telling you, people of God, I love you. I love you all. Everyone on this line, I love you, I love you, I love you, listening to my voice. Thank you so much for your love and support every day. Some of you, every day, you don't miss a show. Praise the Lamb of God. You're sick. You're still trying to listen to the show and still being supportive. And that means so much at the end of the day when it's tallied up, the credits and stuff that roll has your name on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, my name and Bertha's name. And some of us might be out front there, Shatwan and us, because we're here every day. But when you look at the credits, praise the Lamb of God, without those cameramen, without the support staff, without those extras, that movie couldn't be what it was. Praise the Lamb of God. And you guys are just beautiful in that way. And so I salute you, praise the Lamb of God, in saying thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Praise the Lord. We got to get some prayer going now because it is prayer day, and I ain't stealing prayers from nobody because all of us need it as we're all going through transitions some kind of way. The shift is on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The shift is on. It's been declared and decreed, and a lot of us are going through a lot of transitions. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, nothing's going to walk you through your change but prayer. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to walk you through the change but prayer and your boldness of faith in God to stand on the principles and the promises of God. I am affirmed, hallelujah, that God shall perform his good word in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. I resolve to stand on that good word, and that word is Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, and him crucified and has been risen from the dead. And I promise you that he's perfecting that that concerns you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, all right. Let me see. We got some warriors here on the battlefield. I think I want granddaughter to pray for us right now and lead us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. And lead us up to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. And allow the prayers of those who are requesting prayer from us. Hallelujah. That we stand in the gap for them today. Sick, shut in, convalescing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those that's going through right now, people of God, let me tell you something. Going through. Hallelujah. Don't be scared to go through. Go through. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is, go through it. Don't back up. Push forward. Praise the Lamb of God. Your blessing is not in yesterday. Your blessing is in today and tomorrow. Push forward to it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, granddaughter, and lead us in prayer right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' matchless name.
Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, just to thank you and praise you for this day, God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we come to give you glory and honor, God. God, we thank you for allowing us to see today, God. Allowing those to see another birthday, God, another whole year, God, that you have allowed them to see, and we're grateful for that, God. We thank you for that today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask, God, that you would forgive us of all things, God, that have displeased you, God, every act, every deed, every word, God, that did not please you, God. We ask that you would forgive us for it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, forgive us for those iniquities that have separated us from you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask right now, God, that you will restore us back unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
With your blood on today, God, that we might be found worthy to enter into your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, I ask that you would decrease us, God, and increase in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, allow you to flow through this line today, God. Flow through today, God, and reach every person that's listening, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask that you will go into the houses, God, for those that are listening, God. And God, every situation that they got going on, God, go see about it in the name of Jesus, God.
We're asking
right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they have those secret prayer
prayer requests up before you, God. And, God, they have the words that they have spoken out loud up before you, God. God, hallelujah, we ask right now, God, that you would give them an answer and a solution, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even in their secret place, God, as they're crying out for help today, God. God, go and see about your children today, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
God, those that are crying out for help because of the illnesses, God, in their bodies, God. Act right now, God, that you would allow your healing mantle on them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that are going to the doctor today, God, oh, God, and don't know what kind of news they're going to get, God. Oh, God, no matter what it is, we still believe the report of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we know that you bought a 39 strikes for your children, God, and for your healing, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we know that it was finished on the cross, God. So now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, just as you was nailed to the cross, God, so is that sickness in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. Go see about those, God, with mental illness, God. God, regulate their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them remember the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. And let them call on Jesus today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you may renew their minds, God. God, that they may be regulated today. God, that they may know who you are, God, and remember who you are to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're asking that you go into the hospital, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and touch your children today, God. Oh, God, touch the top of their heads to the moles, the soles of their feet, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for that, God. God, we thank you for manifestation of healing today, God. Oh, God, as we sit and we wait, God, we came today with an expecting spirit, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we came expecting to perform miracles, God. We came expecting to see signs and wonders today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you go into those nursing homes, God. Go into the prisons today, God. God, those that are imprisoned in their minds, God, go today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those that are imprisoned in their homes, God, go in there and unlock the door, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they may walk out free, God. In the name of Jesus, God, break every shackle off of their lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may fall to their knees in repentance, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. And, God, we ask right now, God, that you would allow your salvation, God, to touch each and every one that need it today, God. In the name of Jesus. God, allow your children to minister today, God. Oh, God, in the name of God, allow them to go out into the highways and the byways, God. Allow them to go out into the streets, God. Allow them to go to the next door neighbor, God, and begin to minister, God. Allow them to walk up to the people, God, and begin to minister your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that it will bring them to repentance, God. That it will bring them back into the fold today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our leaders today, God. We lift them up today, God, in the name of Jesus. For, God, we see the attack is great on the leaders, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, the enemy is trying to take them out left and right, God. But, oh, God, we stand here today, God, and we call them back, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up that depression spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up that spirit in the name, God, that will cause them to try and take their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up that murdering suicide spirit today, God, in our leaders today in the name of Jesus. And God, we call them back, God. Put a hedge of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, saturate them in the blood today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we ask that you will close their ears off, God, in in the name of Jesus, God, where the enemy is trying to talk to them, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, send somebody to minister to them, God. Let them know that it ain't as hard as they think it is, God. Let them know that it ain't hopeless, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, take the weight off their shoulders today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Remind them that it's not their people, God, but, oh, God, it's your people in the name of Jesus. And all they got to do is preach the word, God, and you'll do the rest in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God. God, we thank you for your leaders, God, that are standing strong, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for those that are preaching the gospel, God, that are preaching the uncompromisable word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you that they're preaching, God, holiness or hell, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God, and we give you glory and we give you honor today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, we ask that you would look on those, God, hallelujah, that have lost their way, God. Bring them back in the name of Jesus, God. Look on those, God, hallelujah, that are lost, God, that are condemned, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, show them the light, God, that shines bright in the name of Jesus, God. Let them know that you have not left them, God. Let them know that you still love them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, God, that leads and guides us, God, into all truth and understanding, God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God,
yes,
hallelujah. Continue to bless your people, God, with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that we can speak the word, God, and watch it come to pass in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for the power and authority that you have given us, God, to stand in your word today, God, and watch the manifestation, God. And for that, God, we give you glory today, God. We give you an honor today, God. God, we just give you a radical praise today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God, it was your touch that kept us, God. It was your touch, God, that allowed us to see this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. It was you in the name of Jesus, God, that stopped the stray bullet, God. It was you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when the death angel came, God, the blood was over the doorpost, God. So it had to pass, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. We give you glory and we give you honor, God. So today we will praise you today, God. Oh, God, we will give you honor today, God. God, we will thank you for the little things, God. We will just thank you today, God. Hallelujah, out of our spirits today, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. And, oh, God, as this show go forth, God, allow the testimonies to come in, God. Allow the love to pour in, God, on our apostle today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to thank him, God, for all the things that he has done, God, for all the wisdom he has imparted into your people, God. Oh, God, for giving out of his spirit, God. Oh, God, for being willing and obedient, God. We thank you for him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you for your servants today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we will not grieve the Holy Spirit, God. God, we'll be careful today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you, hallelujah, in your holy name, God. We fill this prayer with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In your holy name, we thank you and give you glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, girl, you stirred me up in prayer there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Prophet Darrell, your mic is going to be made hot. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, all right. That's Prophet Darrell. Your mic is hot again, sir. Praise the Lord. You're back with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, what an awesome prayer. I thank you, daughter. Praise God. Listen, we want to, I want to, there's some stuff going on. I told you all this. You know, I teach you all that many times when me work against you in your situations and circumstances in the marketplace, whatever, that many times God has set place to be executed, that he might have a free hand to punish. Yeah. And I saw that happen to me this this week in this transaction of this automobile, praise the Lamb of God, which we did get again. And yeah, we got the car. Thank you for your prayers and support. Praise the Lamb of God. But the thing about it was the shadiness of this attorney that was over this probate situation was very, very shady. He told me maybe I need to call the bar association and report her and this, that, and another. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, if you let me take vengeance, vengeance be mine, Lord. And I stood still and I listened to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, people of God, the Lord spoke to me and said, praise the Lamb of God, that he allowed me to be in position so that he could punish her for all she has done. Now,
wow.
A lot of people don't understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't understand how God deals, but God will put a person in your way, praise the Lamb of God, that will do you wrong for no reason.
Mm-mm-mm.
That God might have a testimony against them in the day of vengeance.
Wow.
In the day of his wrath. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now you got to remember, and I teach you all this, that every that has ever went against and punished Israel, God came back and punished that nation pitifully. Every nation that has blessed Israel, God comes back and bless them. So it turns around and bless them, because that's the promise. Hallelujah. This woman, I don't know how this attorney did this thing, but the car, she didn't have this car for some months to sell for this estate. And the day before I go to pick up the keys, my son is down there where the car is, and he sees the police and stuff all around her with her.
Wow.
Come to find out when I get to the Secretary of State that the car had been reported stolen in October.
Oh, wow.
So she down there getting the detectives and the police to lift or do a recovery of the car, to lift this stolen vehicle notice off of it.
Wow.
Unknowing that lifted in Detroit system that the car is not stolen or how that has been recovered. Now, I don't know how that is, and it ain't never been stolen, see?
Right.
But she has always had it.
Uh-huh. That's the
guy.
Unless you report it as stolen, since it was at your house and not at the dead man's house, so that the insurance company paid the insurance on it.
That's it.
And now you come back months later and sell the car. So now you want to get of it, but when I get to the Secretary of State, it's flashing in the national system of the Secretary of State, so you can't go to another state and get some plates for it or something of that nature.
Right.
So that's right. Going to take almost like a week for that to catch up in the system, for that to lift, so I can get plates for the car.
Wow.
Her to ask her, why wouldn't you even tell me that this was going on? She cussed me out and hung the phone up in my face, told me don't ever call her again.
Oh, yeah.
I was offended. I was offended. I ain't never been offended in my right and didn't see the reward of the wicked. Now, I'm telling you all this because when she be on court, when she be on TV or something, and they putting her in jail for 50 years, I'm going to come right back on this show and tell you. So, yeah, she went to just watch now. Just watch. It has never failed. When I have done what was right, and I call you and just say, why would you, your people, why would y'all do this to me? Got me down there, and the lady behind the counter go to Lisa's church at the Secretary of State, so she's trying to help me. But when she see this flash, she looking at, I know she had to be looking at me kind of cockeyed. Why is the prophet down here with a stolen car?
Right.
I'm embarrassed.
I should have been at a gangbang with your apostle.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she don't. And I know this lawyer don't know I'm from the west side of Chicago. She don't know that I'm from Al Capone's neighborhood. She don't know that. I know that, but
they gonna find out.
You hold your peace. Hallelujah.
Got you. I got your back.
If you hold your peace, let God fight your battles. Just watch.
And you know what the problem? I went to Bible studies across the street, and that man that God has preached the same thing that you're talking about. He preached it on Wednesday night, talking about when people come up against you and say manner things about you. He said, don't argue back. He said, don't worry about it. He said, because he said, if God before you, he's more than the world against you. That man teach. That man talks.
Man, I'm telling you. I've watched this.
Game, so I won't fight.
I watched this, and really the teaching comes through experience with my mother. My mother was such a one that she would not let an opportunity go past to show you God. I was walking down the alley with her coming from the back then it was the A&P. Y'all got Osco, Jules, and Kroger, Piggly Wiggly now, but it was A&P back in the day. And we coming to the alley A&P, and this boy named Sonny cussed my mom out, called her all kinds of names. I'm saying, I'm just a little boy then. He was in high school. I was in grammar school somewhere, so it wasn't nothing I could do standing there and look at mama and be mad with her, you know? And my mother pointed her finger at him and said, son, I ain't never did you no harm. You shouldn't have said that to me. He cussed him off. Mama turned around and said, come on, Michael. I turned around with her. She snapped. She did the Darryl, she turned around, looked at him and said, by this time tomorrow, your mother be making your funeral arrangements, and walked away. That next day, he went to school right there at 18th and Pulaski. He got on that L, and them soul brothers down there, them 1-9 soul brothers, they called them, man, 19th Street. Them 1-9 soul brothers shot him down like a dog in the street. On the L track and threw him on the third rail that next day. That next day, another guy came up to our newspaper stand and cussed my mama out, and she said, before the sun go down tonight, and his father hit him in the head with a hatchet that evening and killed him. His own dad he killed. for cussing them out. I'm telling you, of God, I'm telling you now, you don't know your value in God. But when God has called you the apple of his eye, God has called you the darling of his heart, when God has called you my child, when God has called you my servant, when God has called you my daughter, when God has called you son, when God has called you friend.
Yeah.
Somebody better watch out the way they treat you.
Okay.
God, that's
hello, light bulbs. Ding,
amen.
Dong, ding, dong. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Somebody better watch out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear all y'all saying amen. I know that's right, prophet. Somebody
amen.
Better watch. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it's dangerous to fall into the hands of an angry God. It's dangerous to fall into the hand of a parent who is upset about the way you treated their child.
You better know
okay.
that.
You better say that again.
Okay.
And I happen to be a child of the King.
Amen.
Me too, Lord.
In good standing and relationship with them.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I don't go about doing people wrong, manipulating and lying.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Oh,
yeah.
You're speaking the truth.
I said, only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. Oh, this prophetic talk here because, see, this prophetic talk, is some of y'all don't know it, but this is prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Because
yes,
it ain't happened yet. But you watch it happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hmm.
Watch what God do. Now, you just watch what God do. I'm talking to you on your job with these folks that just keep messing with you for no reason at all. Only heavy heart you should have is crying, Lord, have mercy on their soul.
Have mercy.
God going to come through with a whirlwind and wipe up. Just watch God now. All you got to do is stand for what's right. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't bow to the idol gods. And keep calling on Jehovah. Keep calling on Yahweh Elohim. Call on the El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Keep calling on Jesus. I dare you to keep calling. Just keep calling. Lord, they doing this to me now. Lord, he said he going to do this. He's going against what you said, Lord. Your word said this, but this is what he or she done said they going to do. Watch God. Watch God. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. My God. My God is able to do it, too. You just watch him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All these folk out here think they can do what they want to because they got their little positions and little titles and things of this day, all of this. My goodness gracious. You better look beneath my skin. And you want me to tell you what the shame of the matter is? Prophet Darrell, and you all, this woman has never seen my face.
Wow.
Remember
I've been in her house. I've talked with her father. I looked at her picture, but she ain't never saw me. I could walk up to her tonight and blow her head off, and she wouldn't even know who I was.
But
she has never saw my face.
Wow.
My goodness gracious. I guess y'all hear my voice. I was little, because I don't mistreat people. You know?
I know that's right, Apostle.
And when somebody go off on me and go off on me like that, I'd be stunned, because I don't treat people like that. So okay, I see you. You got the mark of Cain on you. That's your problem. You got.
So enough. I tell people that.
I know what the problem is.
Oh yeah.
That's your problem.
You just called the mark of Cain to come up on you.
You got the mark of Cain on you. Let me step.
Oh my God.
Oh, this bolt of lightning come your way. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. People of God, I want to encourage you this today. I want to encourage you today to be slow to respond, and don't glorify ignorance of other people that go off on you. Don't glorify ignorance by you going off.
Right.
Sometimes you have to hold your peace and wait on God. Hallelujah. Let them keep breathing out their threatenings and their slanders and what have you. God's got an angel that'll knock them off their beasts.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a conversation with them about you, like he did the Apostle Paul when he was Saul of Tarsus. He knocked him off his beast, tapped him with the angel's wing, knocked him off his beast and asked him a question. Why persecuted thou me? Why you think you persecute church? You persecute me, and I want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. My goodness gracious, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord will fight your battle for you. My goodness gracious, what a wonderful time we're having here. Now, it's birthday. Happy birthday to Sherrod.
Hey,
down in Mississippi. Am I crooked leg? I'm back. Down in Mississippi. And then Bertha Pruitt. Bertha ain't even on the show. Only thing Bertha came on the show today.
She is.
That's what Bertha went out at the box. She had not on the show. It's all right, Bertha. Don't try to jump up here now. I caught you. You was down at the bottom of the line hiding out, Bertha. Happy birthday to the Bertha. Happy birthday to my Bertha.
Sing, Apostle.
Happy birthday, my Bertha. Your mic is out already, Bertha.
I was going to let you finish serenading me.
You was going to get that freebie in, huh? You know that's $100 a pop for me to sing that. That's $100 a pop.
I'm going to have to be leaving to go to the doctor shortly to get this drainage tube and stuff taken out. So that's why I hadn't pushed the one profit.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But you feeling better? Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling a whole lot better. A whole lot better.
Well, praise God for that. Okay. We don't want to stick for your birthday now. Don't do that, because you know I will eat all the cake.
I got plans for tomorrow. So
I will eat all the cake and take all the gifts. Yeah, so don't mess up now. I still got some room in here. I still got some room for some more. My birthday is tomorrow. Sharon's birthday is today. Michael Daniel, my son's birthday weekend, and we thank and praise God for all of you that's sharing in that. Now, Prophet Daryl, I am going to allow the mics to be open to those who want to wish Bertha, Sharon, myself, anybody, a happy birthday. Those who have a prophetic word or a word of encouragement or anything, if you would like to say something, you can do that right now. Push 1 on your dial, and we're going to open the mics to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and let you speak today. And then let you speak your heart if you are here and that's what you would like to do. Praise the Lamb of God. All of these people that's listed here, all you got to do is push 1 on your keypad on your phone. Praise the Lord, and you can do that. You can do that. Praise God. For this woman of God who has prayed, prophesied over your life, praise the Lamb of God. Sister Sharon, who is down And Darling, Mississippi was one of our top-notch intercessors, I'll put it that way. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who stays in the background praying for you, interceding for the PSMI ministry. Praise the Lamb. You can wish her a happy birthday, and then you can wish myself a happy birthday if that's what you would like to do today. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And so your mic is open. All you have to do is push one. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, and ain't nobody push one, so don't nobody want to say happy birthday to her.
Praise the Lord. Apostle, here's I want
right.
to sing happy birthday to you all. I want to sing happy birthday
right.
before you light all the mics up. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Birthday to me. All right, Prophet Darrell. Darrell just sung a happy birthday to us. A lovely melody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, that was nice, Prophet. I appreciate that. Area code 661.
Hello?
Hello.
I just wanted to wish you all a very happy birthday.
Who's calling?
This is Nicole Brown.
Hey, Nicole. How you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Nicole Brown from the page, everybody is on the show now, wishing us a happy, happy birthday, all of us. Praise God, and
amen.
We thank God for that. Amen. Boy, that was nice of you, Nicole, all the way from the Canada, up in the top of the mountains up there. Praise the cold country, she called it. Been hot up there, though. But we thank God for you, and we receive that in the spirit of love. Bertha, you want to tell her thank you? Oh, Bertha is on the mute, I think, because of her surgery thing. But on behalf of all of us, Sharon, Bertha, and myself, thank you so much for calling in today. That is so sweet of you. Is there anything else you'd like to say or anything?
I just put it back on mute. No, but I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do. It's a real privilege to be able to learn so much from all of you.
Well, we bless you, darling. We bless you. Hallelujah. Erico 504, your mic is hot.
Good morning, good afternoon, happy birthday. This is Treva.
This is Treva from the bayou.
Yes.
Treva, you weren't down
yes.
in the boat floating, were you?
No, I was not.
Y'all got
no,
a lot of water
not.
Down there now. I saw caskets
yeah, they
floating.
Did get a lot of water. They got, a water, they got water in areas that, yeah, they got water in areas that wasn't expected to get water, but, you know, living in Louisiana, you should be expecting to get water since we below sea level anyway.
My God, yeah, you're right, I guess. Praise God. After what the Louisiana area, New Orleans went through with Katrina, looked like everybody would
mm-hmm.
be prepared for. I would have me a boat on the roof
yes.
or something. Ready
yes.
for it, if you're going to stay down there, because it's subject to happen at any time. Praise
at
the
any
Lord.
Time. At any time.
Well,
and these are areas that never flooded yeah. for years, so.
Right. Right. Well, we thank you for calling in today. Praise the Lamb of God. Anything other you want to say or what have you?
Yes, I would like to say that happy birthday to all you guys, and especially you and Bertha, whom I heard, you know, on there. But I know there's plenty more who've connected with us that
mm-hmm.
We appreciate you guys. We appreciate you, Prophet, for yielding yourself to God and doing what he has planned and called you to do in this hour and season. And we really, really, really do from the bottom of our hearts really appreciate you and appreciate all that you do.
Well, bless you.
And I also pray and command God's blessing to be upon all you lives in your life, that he that his promises is yes and amen, and that they will come through, and that you have long life, that you live in long life, that you will be satisfied, because that is his word, and that
Hallelujah.
You will see his glory in the land of the living. And
my
that
God, my
he's
God.
Strengthening you even the more. He's strengthening you even more mentally, physically, emotionally, to keep going on. And we love you. We love you so much.
Thank you so much. I mean, I really, really, really appreciate that. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure Bertha Pruitt does also, as she's on her way to fly. I had an inkling there, though, just as you were talking, sweetheart, to ask you to pray for all of us birthday kids right now. I just felt it in my spirit to just have you to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, and pray for Bertha as she's on her way to the doctor also. Praise God. So we need prayer just like everybody else, and sometimes I don't think the saints really know how much prayer it really takes in order to maintain the godliness and a God conscious and a word life that's filled with the Spirit of God, you know. But pray for us. Pray for us. Yeah, pray for us.
Heavenly Father, we come before Hallelujah. You now, dear God. We worship your holy name because you are holy. We thank you, O Father, that you chose us first and that you loved us first, O God. So we
Hallelujah.
Give you praise, glory, and honor for that, Father.
Glory
we worship
name.
You with pure holiness, dear God. For you are the one and only true living God there is, dear Father. There is none like you and never will be none like you, O God. Heavenly Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise this morning, Father. I lift up, Heavenly Father, Prophet Shakespeare and Bertha, dear Lord, and all those others in who is needing a prayer from you and a hear from you, dear God. We're asking that your healing hand touch them right now, Father. For you are health, you are healing, you are joy, you are peace. We're asking right now, dear Father, that you touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, that you heal their body, dear Father. We call forth that their bodies operate as you have ordained a healthy body to operate, dear Father. For you created us, God, and what you create is good, dear Father. And we thank you for it, dear Lord. All those, Heavenly Father, who stand in the need of a healing, not only physically, Father, but emotionally,
yeah.
mentally, and spiritually, Father. We're asking right now that you heal them and bring all their pieces together, dear God, as in one, and that you see that it's great and good. And we thank you for it now, dear Father, because we feel your hand on us right now. We feel the healing, and we receive it, and we accept it, and we shall go forth and sing the praises of it, dear God. For it is all in your hands, and we desire your desire upon our lives, dear Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you say, Father, whatever you desire is good, and we know that, and we receive that, and we love you for it, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, O Lord, for covering us now. Thank you for healing us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for providing everything that we need in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. We receive it right now. And we sing hallelujah, and we praise you forevermore, forevermore, forevermore. We desire to dwell in your house and seek after you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen, God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, daughter. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you for praying for us.
You're welcome.
Prayer is always in order.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for
yes,
it.
Yes, we claim
Hallelujah.
Being healthy, wealthy, and wise. We claim it.
Hallelujah. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what we need to.
Yes.
All of the above. All of the above. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We pronounce blessings among my Bertha, who works so diligently in our ministry. She's just a multi-tasking kind of person. Praise the Lord. And she works diligent in the ministry and as well as Praise the Lamb of God here at PSM. And we just thank God for her and just a wonderful birthday. My birthday is on the same day. That is so funny to me. Praise the Lord. But tell you something, I share it with her. She's most deserving, praise the Lamb of God, of all accolades and all the uplifts and encouraging words and salutations that we can grant her, because she is a diamond in the rough. Praise the Lamb of God also. So we love my birthday today, and we thank God for in Jesus' name. Anybody else want to push one on your dial? Praise the Lamb of God. You can. It's a wonderful day here at PSMI. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank and praising God for each of you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, I was looking at some of these prayers. Praise the Lamb of God, and some of the people of God. In Scripture, I always try to talk along these lines on Friday to help us, to encourage us, and to bring us to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of being some of the greatest intercessors that the world will ever know. Praise the Lamb. And I just want you all to know that there are some places that we see people standing in the gap for others, praise the Lamb of God, that has not yet been, could I say, in our day and time, equal, that's the word I'll say, equal to, such as Abraham at Sodom and Gomorrah when he was interceding for the city, the twin cities, if you would, of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he's interceding, and the Lord tells him, if you find, 100, if you find 50, if you find, and he's going back and forth with God, back and forth with God in this intercessory position. And I just was looking and perusing those types of passages and trying to see what can be revealed to us that's parallel with the other text, and what can be revealed to us, praise the Lamb of God, that's different. And then why did God do what he did on behalf of these persons? Because, I mean, we are right when we say God hear all prayers. And so if God hear all prayers, that then I know he can ignore if he desires to. Praise the Lamb of God, because he has tell you in his word, in so many ways, because of your sin, I will not hear you. Praise the Lamb of God, if that's how he has, should I say, responded to your activity of life. And then again, we have the, of course, wait a while. It's not time yet, the kairos timing of God for prayers to be heard. And then we have the yes, and then, of course, the no. So in this intercession, praise the Lamb of God, with a man like Abraham, we see that he had fellowship with God, praise the Lamb of God, prior to he had prayer fellowship, praise the Lamb of God. And I think that's something that people in this era do not cultivate, and that is prayer fellowship. And when I say prayer fellowship, it's more than just asking God for something. Praise the Lamb of God. It's more than just going to God on behalf of the sick, the afflicted, the going to. It's prayer fellowship because of the relationship that is being and has been established between you and God. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of us do not take the time to foster and nurture a relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, that you really feel your son and daughtership, that you really feel, hallelujah, and sense and understand and a knowing inside you, praise the Lamb of God, your servant position. And your friend position in God, if that's whichever way you see praise the Lamb of God, your position in God. You have to come to a place of understanding that when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, what God wanted from Adam was fellowship. Hey, it wasn't about Adam praying and bowing and all of it. God wanted fellowship with Adam. Praise the Lamb of God. There was no altars in the garden. There was no altar. There was no veil. There was nothing to prevent Adam from being exposed to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when Adam withdrew from God and hid himself, watch this now. From then on, we see God hide himself from man. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So it's on our side of the track that fellowship need to be established, that fellowship, praise the Lamb of God, with God, that prayer fellowship, that I'm talking to God, hallelujah, and saying things to him that is not a request from him. Praise the Lord. It's more of a son and child and father and son, father and daughter relationship. And when you can get into that type of fellowshipping with God, you have stepped into a realm that a lot of people are not at. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They may fear God. They may go through all of the other, religious processing. But when it comes to having that relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God in prayer, and that prayer fellowship, that I can talk to God about anything at any time because my fellowship with him is consistent and it's constant. It's not broken. It's not, when I say amen, that ends, and, you know, it's like this. When Abraham went into the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, every time if you read Genesis there, you will see that he went back out of the presence of God. So Abraham departed out of the presence of the Lord. Then he'll come back. How about if I find 30? And the Lord said, okay, find 30. He go back. He kept departing out of the presence of the Lord. Then the last time it says, so he departed out of the presence of the Lord, and he returned no more. Now, listen to those words. We cannot depart out of the presence of the Lord. Hello, light bulbs, because the Lord lives in you. You are the temple. Right? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you can't be departing, but we live like we do. And we treat God like we do. By not acknowledging him.
Right.
By not having fellowship with him. As though he's always there. How is somebody always with you and you never talk to him? Until your emergencies come up.
Right.
See, the people of God, that's one of the spiritual lessons that I teach people is, praise the Lamb of God, never reduce God to your level.
Right.
Always stretch yourself to his. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Always stretch yourself to where God is. Don't reduce God to your level. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He's already done that in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But now he has ascended far above the heavens and seated in the throne of God or on the right hand of God, however you want to put it. Praise the Lamb of God. All is the same. I'll be ever, since he has done that, praise the Lamb of God. At his name, every knee bow, every tongue confess. It's only through your knowledge of his exaltation is your exaltation. because you air and join air with him. But if you don't stretch yourself to understand that, then you'll never create the fellowship that you're supposed to have with him.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always see yourself as too small. You'll marginalize yourself, or you will giganticize him. And you will be as a grasshopper in your own eyes to God when God has brought you up into the heavenlies with him and gave you heavenly seats. Why be seated in heavenly places if you ain't going to fellowship in heaven? If you ain't going to have a heavenly fellowship.
That's it.
Y'all think I'm crazy. I'm telling y'all the truth here. This is word, people of God. Hallelujah. If you're seated in the heavenlies and you got heavenly seats, and you know, and we gotta stop thinking about the by and by pie in the sky and think about right now relationship. Because that's what's gonna get you to the pie in the sky. So to speak. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's it.
Your prayer fellowship. Your prayer relationship. How you nurture that determines, praise the Lamb of God, whether or not your intercessory life will be impactful enough that you can grab the shoulder of God and shake it and say, Father, don't do this. Have mercy on them. That you can become, as it is in my book, a gapper. Praise the Lamb of God, that you'll be able to stand in the gap. So that's the first thing we see. Then his relationship was such with God until God called Abraham his friend. God called Abraham his friend. Let me say that again. God called Abraham his friend. My friend Abraham. God called him that. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Othelia,
yes.
Granddaughter, Sylvia, let's ask the question here.
Ask the question
then. What did God call you?
Friend.
What does God call us? See, in other words, okay, let me put it this way. Let's just give you a little analogy here. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, many of us have already been through this in our stages of life, I'm sure. Praise the Lamb of God. Somewhere between adolescent and adulthood, if you haven't been through it, you're on your way. You just don't know it. Praise the Lord. But there are some people that we have embraced along the way of life that we call friend.
Right.
That we said was my best friend.
Right.
And they were our best friend in our eyes, but in their eyes, we wasn't their best friend.
That's right.
Exactly.
Come on, talk to me here a minute. Somebody they got it now.
Yep.
Huh? Now, you ever had a friend that you had labeled your best friend and then you turned out and found out that was not your best friend? You were their best friend.
You was a better friend.
You would let them wear your clothes. You would let them do some of everything.
Right.
And when you needed them, you found out.
They wasn't your friend.
That they wasn't really your friend. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So sometimes I'm saying we hear cliches about God. I am a friend. Everybody starts saying, I am a friend of God. But did you really qualify that?
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Qualify. Ben, how did you become a friend of God?
Exactly.
Right.
So you understand what I'm saying? Do you really have a friend fellowship with God?
Nope.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. See, so then that part don't apply to you. You can become a friend of God.
You can.
If you're willing to pay the price of friendship.
Right.
Because the friendship of God means that as God favor you, you favor him. As God do favors for you, you do favors for God.
Right.
So therefore, God can tell you to go to a land, he'll show you. And you will rise up and go right now.
Right.
But if God can't get out of you what he needs out of you, then there's something wrong with the relationship. This affects prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yep.
This affects prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, that whatever he asks the Father for, that's what what's their name? That's what those two sisters, Mary and Martha, their friendship with Jesus and their relationship with him, they knew the relationship that he had with God. And they told Jesus when he came back to Bethany, when Lazarus had died, they said, even now, we know whatever you ask your Father for, he'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the relationship. Jesus told his disciples, whatever you ask the Father in my name, because of me and my Father's relationship.
Right.
That's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You must build a relationship. Okay, let me give you another scenario. Praise the Lamb of God. Have you ever had a friend, watch this now, who had a friend and they introduced you to them, and you became closer to the friend they introduced you to than your friend?
Yeah.
Hello, light bulb.
Yep, that happened.
Goodness gracious. So if you have been in that predicament, then you can understand the fact that even though I came in to the family of God and the friendship of God and the reconciliation of God through Christ, I can build a relationship with God on the back of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That will cause God to love me, praise the Lamb of God, never abstract from the love that Jesus did in his blood, but at the same time, I can build a father and son relationship that's special between God and I.
Yeah.
Right.
Off of the relationship, because I accessed Jesus and believed and was baptized and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It opens the gate to the Father to me. So a relationship can be established there. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to pause right here. Pastor Gail Johnson on the line. Push one on your dial, please.
Yes.
You're already on the mic.
Pastor Gail, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Prophet. I want to tell you happy birthday.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. I'm doing great. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, daughter.
All right, we're going to see about you for your birthday.
Huh?
But I'm blessed.
What about my birthday, you say?
I'm going to see something about it.
Oh, we're going to see something about it? All right.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's my oldest daughter right there in the ministry. That's Gail Johnson, Chicago, Illinois. Why, mama, y'all. That's the twine, mama. She's a twine to be humble now. She get quiet when her mama step up on the plate. That's what you're supposed to do, though. Praise the Lord. If my mother came here right now, I would get quiet. So we just would, Reverend. If my mama going to be with Jesus, you better be quiet. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The Lord is awesome. I'm just loving me some Jesus today. Praise God. Daughter, you are so sweet. I thank you for this salutation, this public salutation to around the world that hears your voice congratulating us. Praise the Lamb of God on our birthday, which is, you know, really tomorrow. But we celebrate, you know, I celebrate all the whole thing. Praise the Lamb of God, the whole thing.
Amen. I'm going to say this, Prophet. Every listener should contribute in and plant a seed into you for your birthday. And I'll tell you, it is sown into good ground. And I'm not talking about word. I'm talking about some money, y'all. This is what I'm talking about. This is how we can be a blessing to the one that advises us, the one that we listen to, and some of you listen to him daily and have not planted the seed, so said the Spirit of the Lord. So plant a seed in his life for his birthday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, bless you. My God, bless you today. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And you know, I know the people of God know how to do what they want to do when they want to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. And the reason that I said to plant a seed is because when you plant a seed, there's a harvest, and you reap some of the benefits from planting that seed. You will also reap the harvest where you, the ground that you planted in, and then you will also reap a harvest for planting that seed in his life. I didn't ask you to give him no birthday gift. I said plant a seed. It's a difference.
That's my mama. Amen.
My God. She said, that's my mama. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, people of God, y'all heard from Pastor Gail Johnson, and thank God for calling in today. Hallelujah. And those of you who can and will, you know to go to PSMINTL.org, PSMINTL.org, and there you can sow your seed to tax deductible 501c3, all of that is listed there into the ministry. Praise the Lord. And just put in the note, happy birthday, prophet. That's all you got to do is put it in the note, and it is there. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. Here is another one. Error code 818. Your mic is hot. California on the line. This either Bobo or Cammy.
Amen.
They drop.
Up,
okay. All right. Well, I had lit their mic up. I don't know which one it was. Praise the Lord. No, it was 818, Erico. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Well, we thank God again for that. Maybe they'll call back in. Hallelujah. We have such a wonderful wonderful relationship, praise the Lamb of God, with Pastor Gail Johnson and the New Beginnings Ministry and what have you. Now, back on my topic, praise the Lamb of God, because I really want you all to get this, because, praise the Lamb of God, relationship is everything when it comes down to your walk with God, praise the Lamb of God. And you want to get beyond the God and creature, creator, creation relationship. You want to see God greater than that. You want to see a God that is loving, that's kind, that's merciful, and all of that. Wait a minute, this 818 came back. Right, let's see who this is here. Let me see, it's popping now. 818, error code.
Hello, can you hear me?
818, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. This is Albertine. How are you?
Hi, Albertine. I
Happy
told you it was
birthday.
One of you. Thank you so much.
No, well, it's your birthday, but happy birthday.
Albertine.
I'm sorry, I'm at work. So every time I was trying to push the button, it kept hanging up. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. But anyway, I just wanted to wish you a happy, happy birthday. and many more, and I'm praying for you and your ministry and your beautiful family, and just keep up the outstanding work. We love you just dearly.
We've been praying for you all.
Thank you.
I was waiting on some kind of praise report from you, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, you will. I'm still working on it. It's still in the midst.
Okay. But everything, all is well.
All
praise
is well.
Praise God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Well, thank you. It's a wonderful salutation. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Hallelujah. I said thank you for
God
that.
God bless you.
All right. Praise God. Our relationship is so important, people of God. Abraham, praise the Lamb of God, has this friendship with God. Praise the Lamb of God. He has this familiar access to God without causing disrespect and the loss of reverencing God. And one must be careful of that because, you know, in these modern times, we try to break God down almost like they do, you know, anything else and try to act like, you know, God is like a cool hip this and hip that. And you can be too common with God, his name. And you cannot lose the holiness. Praise the Lord. Let me just put it that way. You cannot reduce holiness. You cannot marginalize holiness. Hello, light bulbs. And your God is a holy God.
That's
He's a holy King. Your
yes,
Father
is
a holy, 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 holy God, holy Father. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, the reverence of his holiness must always be respected.
That's it.
That I just can't say anything to God. No, 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 no. I'm not going to use no profanity with God. That those two don't go together. He is holy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And there's some things, praise the Lamb of God, that needs to be separated. Hallelujah. When it comes to how you treat and reverence God. Amen. Yes, it
that's
should.
It.
Praise
that's
God. Hallelujah. So don't take being a friend of God with being familiar with God to the extent that you reduce him or marginalize him, praise the Lamb of God, to the extent that there's no reverencing of his holiness. Hallelujah. Because you finna walk on some dangerous ground then that could render you dead. I put it that way, that could run you in the grave. Yeah, hallelujah. You better maintain that holiness. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Now, faith always comes into play. Faith always comes into play. We know it comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things are not seen. We know, praise the Lamb of God, that when God speaks to us on any level, the Rhema or the Logos, praise the Lamb of God, through unctions, through impressions, if you know it's God and you do not respond in the way God wants you to respond, you can distort your relationship with God forever, as long as you live. I put it this way. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about for you snap. I'm not talking about your salvation now. That's not what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about your salvation, whether you're going to heaven or hell. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the father, friend, relationship that God desires to have with us is a faith relationship. The back end of this is faith. Abraham came into all the fullness of the relationship that he had with God because of his faith. Hello, light bulbs. Faith really comes first. He says, rise up and go to a place. I will show you, Abraham, rise up and go. It was counted unto righteousness unto Abraham because he believed God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That established the relationship with Abraham. Now, listen to what I said again. When God makes request of us, his word, written word, or through the prophetic word, the rhema, an unction, an impression that you know is God, baby, you better get it right. Because that is the establisher, that is the developer of the stages of the friendship. When God sees that you can obey his word, Lord have mercy. You don't say no to his word.
Right.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. You on a level then, praise the Lamb of God, that's second to none. It's a scary level because God will test Abraham. And God did test Abraham. Did you all see that in the Bible? And God did test Abraham. I believe that was around chapter 21. And told him in Genesis, take now thine only son Isaac and offer him up. And God did test them. And God will test you and tell you to go to your bank, get all your money, and give it away. And God will test you and tell you give all your clothes away. Give all them shoes you love. Give them all away. God will test you. God will test
you. Yes, he will.
The question is, will you pass the test?
Can you do it?
Can you leave out of your comfort zone for God?
Jesus.
Can you leave your place of comfort, your place of dependency, your place of trust, your place of security, and become vulnerable and be in a position that you can be hurt, harmed, mistreated, abused, or even something fatal happen to you because you're responding to the voice of God? Are you willing to be looked at as crazy and stupid because you're responding to the word of, to the voice of God?
Come on now. That's the question.
Because if you sell what you got and give it away, somebody's going to call you a fool.
Yeah.
You know they is.
Okay. If you start doing some of the stuff God will request of you to do that I've known him to do to other people and what have you, baby, I promise you.
I promise you, too.
You're going to be looked at as real peculiar.
That's it.
And if the test is a test, whereas that he's going to see, can you take some shame for him? And he let you dangle out there for a while. Oh, yeah. See, a lot of us, I told you, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. When you came and gave God your heart and the preacher your hand and all of that, and you went through these things and went on saying, like, you know, Lord, I'm yours, take me, use me in the way you would have me to be. Lord, do it. Yes, God, I surrender. You didn't sung all the songs. You got the hat, the T-shirt. You the super saint. Lord,
right.
Whatever you lead, I'll go. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. You wake up one morning in a vision that has shown you to move to another country, and you don't know nobody there.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And, you, and there's a calendar on the wall that says June 2013, and you dreamt this last night. Will you rise up and prepare to go?
Hmm.
Jesus.
What you going to do?
And the Spirit was all over you in your bed, and when you woke up, he was on you to let you know I've given you this vision. Will you rise up and go? Leave your mama, your job, your kinfolks, everybody, and say, I got just enough money in the bank to get a ticket there.
Hmm.
Then you start praying, which where to go? And the Lord even show you that. Where you go?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! So being an intercessor and being one that can stand in the gap because of the prayer relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The prayer relationship. I'm always talking to God. And God's always talking to me. We have a communication line that's wide open. He can speak right now. I'll obey.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Some of us can't get past him telling us to tell somebody something. Tell so-and-so something. Oh, Lord, I don't know, Lord. I don't know, should I tell him? I don't know, Lord. We trip off that. He ain't going to go nowhere. Just say, tell him something. My God, my God. Your friendship, your relationship is going to be determined not by your mouth, by your heart actions of your response to God.
Yep.
Your heart action in your response to God.
Yep.
And a lot don't make it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot don't make it to be able to stop God from doing something or start God to doing something. Start God to considering something. Lord, spare this city, Lord.
Yeah.
And the Lord don't say nothing to you. I guess you're not on that list.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We got another caller. Wait a minute. This looks like Mississippi, too. 662.
Hello. Hey, Frosty. Hey, everybody.
This is Sharon.
Yes, sir. I was just calling to wish everybody a happy birthday and to thank God for allowing us to see another one. Again, I'm just grateful to be here to see 42 years. And I just love you guys dearly, and I thank God for you all.
Amen.
Why come you don't sound bubbly?
I'm good. Actually, I have been crying and praying, so I'm good.
Oh, you've been crying and praying.
Yes,
you
sir.
Prayed and cried.
Yes, sir. My brother from California called me, and I hadn't heard from him in a long time. And we used to talk all the time, and all of a sudden we stopped. And when he texted me today, I told him, I was just letting him know that I have so many sisters and brothers in Christ or what have you, but I always, you know, family is important, and you know me and him got to talking and texting, so that maybe that's it. But other than that, I'm good, Prophet. I thank God for this day. Amen.
Since this is your official birthday, and Bertha and I have to wait to midnight to get in celebrate gear, we just want to give you a big shout out, a happy birthday to you, girl.
Happy birthday.
So much.
All down Mississippi line down there. Hey, I was telling them about the road that leads what is that that goes to Memphis from your house?
Number 3.
Yeah.
Is it number 3?
Yes,
number 3.
I know it's a two lane highway. That's all I know.
Yes, sir.
It's a two lane highway. Me and Leon Thompson jumped on that. Pastor Leon Thompson. We jumped on that one, boy. We rode. I'm talking about we rode. I was like, Lord have mercy. Down that two lane highway. All the way to Memphis. Hey, how far is Memphis from you?
About an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, about an hour and a half. That's what we did. I remember that. But you know how many years ago that was? Boy, y'all just don't know. My God, I couldn't have been about 18, 20 years old, between 18 and 20 then, when we did that. Praise God. And we came down there and preached at the church.
Amen.
Down there and all of that. My goodness, what a wonderful time we had. So, Lord, the Lord is good to us. I love him. I just love God that he allows to have those type of experiences, you know.
Yes. I thank God for him.
We sure had some wonderful, wonderful times together. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, this is one of our wonderful, wonderful, blessed days. I was looking for something here for you, praise God, but I can't find it. Oh, my God. Oh, that angel. I'm going to whoop that angel. Everybody, he just talked to me. Wait a minute, we got another caller. Eric called 224. I'm trying to make us how they won't do nothing. It's coming. I think this is Maggie Denise. 224. Maggie.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I am just calling to say happy birthday to you all. Prophet, I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you have done for me personally. My life has been greatly enriched ever since you met. So I just want to thank you for all the points that you have done on this radio show, on the page, even when we see you in person, when you preach, even for the times that I have not taken of it. I just want to tell you thank you, and I speak blessings upon you, long life, prosperity, and I just pray that God would grant you the desires of your heart, those things that you have spoken to him that only you know about. I pray that he would bring manifestation to you swiftly. And I am in complete agreement with what Trevia said, that you would see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living.
Well,
because
you have
been a blessing to so many people. And I just say, I speak record over you for the good seeds that you have planted.
Right now, God.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So,
thank you so much.
I just want to speak those blessings over you. And for Prophetess Bertha, I just want to say happy birthday to you. You have been a great inspiration. Just even in the quick time that we've been knowing each other, I've just seen growth and, you know, your willingness to serve and your willingness to just be there for the people. I say thank you for that and happy birthday to you. And I speak blessings as well, that blessings will overtake your household and your family, and that all your needs would be met, and that this would be the greatest season of all of you guys' lives, greater in I speak that now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shireen, I say happy birthday to you, because you have been a for all of us. Whenever any of us may feel down or whatever the case may be, you are always praying, you are always standing and trusting and believing God, and you speak words of peace, and you just believe God, and I commend you for everything that you have gone through, everything that God is bringing you through. Hear my words, everything that God is bringing through, you have stood strong. So I speak blessings over you because God is going to reward for your faithfulness. His, he knows those that trust him. And he knows your name. And I tell you, woman of God, God has plans for you beyond what you can imagine.
Yes.
You cannot see it now, but you will see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living.
My God. Hallelujah.
All of the words that have been spoken, all of those prayers, tried and prayed and cried and prayed, and you got up the next day and things were the same. I'm telling you right now, God is bottling up your tears. He is bottling up your tears, and they are going to be poured out upon you in a manner that you're not even going to have enough room to receive it.
Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, man, Denise. Boy, wait a minute. That's another one here. Let's see. This is, praise God. I'm trying to get as many in as I can. Here we go, 313. 334, your mic is hot.
How are you, Prophet, and happy birthday to everyone. You know what my sister said? She did such a great job right before me. I'm just saying amen, amen, amen. I just have to say ditto to what she said, and I thank you for being, you have just, with the mantle, with prayer, with laying on of hands, you pulled off so many things of hurt and pain in my life, and you've made a difference. It's been a resurrection. And I thank God for your calling, for your answering the call, and I want you to go forth and just be all that God has for you to be, and everywhere He has for you to go. And I just want to thank everyone, Prophet Bertha, Prophet Daryl, everyone on all the intercessors. You guys have just done a great job with setting an atmosphere of love and just warmth, and I just thank God for all of you, and happy birthday to everyone that has a birthday today, tomorrow, and in the next week. So I want to keep it short so you can get some more people on. So all the best to everyone.
Hallelujah. Bless you. My, oh, God. How wonderful it is, praise the Lamb of God, to have all these blessings being showered and poured out upon us, praise God, today. Hallelujah. Boy, we got about 5 good minutes here. Somebody else, you got to push one on your dial, though, if you want to say something. Hallelujah. You got to push one on your dial. Praise the Lord. I love all of you, and I'm grateful to God, to all of you, for every expression of love, on the show today. My goodness gracious. I guess I don't know what we're going to have to do. Maybe we'll do it Saturday. I'll talk to the administrators about it. A matter of fact, Maginese, see, can we set the page up whenever tomorrow night or Sunday or something for the celebration so that we can let the people speak into our lives and stuff like that. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Belle, this a back? You calling back in? Okay. This Cammy this time. Cammy?
Yes.
Hi. I can't hear you. You need to talk. You got to talk in your mic.
I wanted to call and say thank you for everything you've done for me this past year. Since I met you, you two have enriched my life and gave me great direction, you know, and also some type of security in the sense of being able to come and talk to you whenever I was going through something or like a father figure. And I really appreciate that. Because of that, I've become more secure. I've been become more open as far as expressing everything I need to say and not, you know, sometimes come up out of those dark places I was in, because when I came, I was, so depressed. So I just want to
right.
say thank you. Yeah, and I love you and I appreciate you.
Well, bless your soul today. Praise the Lamb of God. That really makes me feel good. Hallelujah. And knowing that God is using us in the way that he promised that he would. Hallelujah. That means so much to me, people of God. It means so much to me that I'm in the will of God and that I'm doing the will of God in the earth. I believe that sustains me. That's why God takes care of me. He just takes care of me. Praise the Lamb of God. In the midst of all I go through, whatever physically, whatever, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord, he takes care of me, and I thank God for him today. And I thank God that many times he uses people, just like you, Cammie, and others, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure, praise, oh my goodness, that all things are good in our life. And I thank each of you today. Praise the Lord. What a celebration. This has been good. I have really lifted my hands. I've stretched up in the air to heaven, just waving before the Lord right now. I'm just thanking God for his goodness. Praise, and to hear my daughter, Sharon, they call her Shireen, I call her Sharon. Praise the Lamb of God. Her voice on today. Praise the Lamb of God on her birthday from down in Mississippi. And we just bless God. And then imagine these are just spoken over the life, praise the Lamb of God, of this daughter. And I just thank God that every blessing, hallelujah, be you all wish on me, come back upon you a hundredfold. I mean that from my heart. In the name of Jesus, you all receive the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. My goodness gracious. I don't know what these children and stuff have planned for me this weekend. I know something Gabby is supposed to be coming over to kick it off this evening. Praise the Lamb of God and spend the night with Daddy, which is, you know, basically our normal on the weekends. But she told me, uh-oh, I got you this time, Daddy. I got you something this time. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm going to see what this is going to all be about. And then on tomorrow, on my actual birthday, I don't know what my children and stuff have planned. They usually celebrate my birthday and my oldest sons together. Michael Daniels, they usually celebrate ours together. And then, of course, Sunday come, and then I have a chance to fellowship with the church family and what have you. But PSM, praise the Lamb of God, it's your chance and opportunity. Boy, look at all the love. I just love all of y'all, too, on the page. And the Imaginees, she says, I love you so much, and I give God all his glory because he keeps me together and focused. Bless you, and thanks for the word. That's Sharon speaking back to you, Imaginees, from the page. Boy, I tell you. Then Cynthia called in, Cynthia Jones called in, and she's been just such a beautiful person. Praise. Yes? All right. Well, y'all see we're out of time. We got 90 seconds here. Praise the Lamb of God. It's been a wonderful week again. I want to salute Pastor Prophet Daryl Saunders for being here, standing in the gap for us as we take care of some other necessary business, and then all of you all who supported him in that way. Wait a minute. Who is this 248? 248 Erico.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Oh, that's Angel.
Happy birthday.
That's
Happy
Angel.
Birthday,
hey,
everybody.
Girl.
Hey.
How many people you got on your phone, Angel?
What you mean?
It sounded like it was more than you.
No, it's just me. It's just me
okay,
today.
You know, it's Sharon's birthday. And
Happy
today,
birthday,
and Sharon. Then
thank
two.
You.
Happy birthday, Bertha.
Going to the doctor.
I know
oh, no, she's
here.
Here.
Sunday.
Here. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, Bertha has to get out to the doctor. Those tubes and things drain. And so she can be in place the rest of the, you know, weekend and stuff. But I love you guys. I bless you guys. And, again, I thank God for Angel uploading this song for me. This is all I want right now from God as we go off the air. I'm very all I want. This is all I want. Yo, yes, go.
Take away the melody. Take away the songs I sing. Let them see.